Ladies and gentlemen, the cold front is here. Brrr.
Told ya.
Oh, happy Friday. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy weekend. Yeah, I had to layer up a couple of jackets this morning because it actually dropped below 70 degrees and the humidity dipped below 99%. It's unbelievable.
Now, who was it that was just, man, just beating the tar out of our weather guy for a cold front yesterday?
I was completely well within my rights. I stand by every statement I made.
Yep.
Enjoy this chilly, cold front because it will hit 94 today. It will hit 96 tomorrow.
Well, that's later.
It will hit 95 on Sunday.
Yes, it's going to be
and
warm.
Then it'll get freezing cold again, hitting only 93 on Monday.
But it feels good this morning, doesn't it?
It feels
really
so
nice.
Good. Yeah, it's a good thing. Take what we can get. Enjoy. With the hot weather, though, I have to tell you, Greg, seriously considering taking the plunge.
I see where you're going by the words you're saying.
To possibly purchasing a pool.
So you're going to Rural King, get you a big metal tub, put it in the backyard.
I would not necessarily be opposed to that.
Got friends that do that. Hey, it's a cheap way to do it, and it lasts a long time.
I may go slightly more advanced than that.
Okay, but above ground kind of thing here.
Look, I had a beautiful pool built several years ago when we lived in Orlando. Uh-huh. And it was basically a brand new house, and then put it in, a little bit later, a brand new pool. It was state of the art. It was really and I designed it, so it was perfect. Self cleaning, actually. It really was.
Well,
it
knowing you who would not want to clean a pool, that makes perfect sense.
Well, I know all the shortcuts. They've tested my water. Like, how do you have perfect water? Well, I'll never tell. But but it is easier than you think. So do I want, can I afford to put a real pool in? Apparently, no.
Mm.
Yeah. Pools were never cheap.
No.
But I got to tell you, they've gone way up. It's, well, for a working man like me, it's, could I do it? Yeah, I could do it.
But do you want to eat every day?
Do I want to retire someday?
Someday.
Do I actually want to take a trip outside my zip code someday?
Yeah.
So anyway, we might take the above ground approach, which the way our deck extends from our house as it goes down toward the lake, it goes down. So actually putting in an above ground pool could make it much easier to be deck friendly, to step from the deck.
Exactly. Yeah,
one would be about a foot down.
That'd be nice.
And then you'd be right there at pool level.
That'd be awesome.
And, some of the pools, I think you can get a pretty decent one, and decent within the confines of, talking about above ground pool,
right,
like $1,500.
Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
And like I said, we're not going to do hardly any digging at all. We don't need to. We kind of like it where it'll be setting.
Yeah.
Maybe take, maybe a yard.
Now, would you have to do because it is a slight hill there.
Oh, it's pretty more than slight.
Well, would you do the whole the block wall circular fill it and then do the pool on top of that and then that's just below the deck? Or is that even necessary?
It's not necessary as long as you get it. You got to be super level. That's your number one thing. But no, I think we'll utilize the deck and whatever small amount of decking. We're going to try to put it as close to the existing deck as we can and then we'll make the step down or whatever. I don't think we're going to go all the way around it. I mean, then again, you start getting into more and more money. It's like, I just want to enjoy a pool, not a second mortgage. So, I don't know. That's kind of what we're thinking about and talking about right now, the pros and cons. But, of course, it's one thing to have this vision of jumping into your pool, in the afternoon when it's hot out, and it's great. But, my lovely Betsy, then all of a sudden, she's like, well, we've got an awful lot of tree cover here. We might have to take down some trees. Well, we don't have any little trees. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. And I don't want all the leaves in the pool. I go, good luck with that. And no, I'm not going to screen in a above ground pool. I'm not going to screen in anything.
Right.
And even though we're near a lake, we don't really, relatively pretty good as far as mosquitoes and stuff go. So anyway, yeah, she's looking at, oh, we got to take this tree down, this branch, this.
What was a simple thought of just a pool.
and it's funny, I have some kind of chemical issue in my brain because I went from, you know, kind of exciting about the proposition.
Yeah.
I mean, ready to order it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll order it right now or I'll go pick it up.
Sure.
And then it becomes this, oh, the trees and this, and I can hear cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Mm. No. No, we're getting off our original mission.
Right. The whole point was an economical pool.
And I have to order so much in dirt and maybe sand and rocks and things. Sand and birds and trees. And I said, I just want to ride through the desert on a horse with no name and escape from this
copyright
current
America.
Pain. No?
Yeah.
Do you think I used enough to do that?
Oh, yeah.
We pay ASCAP BMI. We do whatever we want.
Sure. Once.
Till the corporate attorneys find out.
Until then, you're fine.
But since I haven't taken their latest capsule of classes, I can feign ignorance. And trust me, they listen to the show and they're like, oh, that wouldn't be a stretch for you, Bob.
Yeah.
You can't even pronounce the name of a local funeral home.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it was Milam. I just said it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Sorry that I don't. Utilize. I'm happy not to have to utilize the names of local funeral homes often.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
It's a good point. It's not,
count your blessings.
You're not making reservations or anything. Insane.
So you had the big graduation party last
night. Yeah, Blake graduated
last night,
and that was fun, exciting. Had some kids over last night. So had like seven hungry 17, 18-year-old kids at the house.
Did Jen do a keg stand?
No.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Look, when I graduated,
yes,
the drinking age was only 18.
Okay,
so gotcha. It was a party.
I'm sure it was. No, we did a bunch of pizza, though. They can put away some food.
Oh, there you go.
Big old cake. Yeah. That's some healthier stuff. You
that's
know.
What they should be doing anyway.
These are good kids, actually. They're really good kids. So, yeah.
Yeah, I heard Blake got some kind of special award,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he did good. And they didn't keep me up all night, which was nice because here's what they did. They had a little get-together party eat at our house.
Right.
Then they went to somebody else's pool and went swimming and made their noise and stuff over there since I started.
Now,
it up
do you o'clock. Ever get invited to the other person's pool?
It's not a friend of mine, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
The reason I ask is see if we had friends with a pool, we might not have to put one in. Of course, we do have a lake.
Well, I was going to say,
we can swim in,
is this large body of water at your backyard.
But it's such a long ride in the golf cart down there.
Wow.
That does sound bad, doesn't it?
Very first world. Yeah.
Sounds very
could
elitist.
Could you bring your Harvard accent back? Yes.
Yes, very elitist.
That's very much a first world
I guess
problem.
I could ride my, you know, Harley down there.
You could.
Yeah.
Just don't tip it over.
I'll try not to.
Okay. See, some folks won't get a pool the same reason they don't get a pickup truck, because then people do want to come over and borrow it.
Oh, we don't mind when people come over.
Yeah.
No. I mean, once they visit us once, it's, you know.
Yeah, they're never going to
the
come
return
back.
Trip doesn't
They know. Will never come back
We
again.
Have driven away plenty of friends.
We know how, he says.
And I
funny.
Can't blame it all on Betsy, although it probably is her fault.
Well, you know, is she awake? You say these things.
Of course she's not. Would I say this?
Well, I wouldn't think so. I thought you were smarter than
that. No.
Okay.
She knows I love her dearly.
Uh-huh. That it wasn't the topic.
I'm just keeping it real, Greg.
I know.
That's what I try to do every day.
Yes, you do. Sometimes a little too real for me.
The Bob Rose Show. Too real. That's a good thing I have Greg and the team here.
Oh, yeah. We'll keep you in line.
All right. It's your turn. What's bugging you? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky. I just remembered what we're supposed to do.
Yeah?
Yeah, take calls. It's called What's Bugging You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm a little... I've been off track, but I'm back on track.
And it's Friday.
Yeah, and it's a three-day weekend, and but we've got things to do. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be a litter bug. But call in, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try us back. We'll try to squeeze you in. Let's go to Pete. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Those misguided students at Columbia University in New York City. They're being used and manipulated, but I just wanted to give them a little bit of advice. I noticed they had the footage of the protesters burning their diplomas,
mm-hmm.
and the protesters were wearing masks, but while they were waving their diplomas around before they set them on fire, you could see their names on their diplomas. So if you're going to join the world of international intrigue and espionage, you might want to work on your tradecraft a little bit. Thank you, Bob.
Wow. I knew they were That's awesome. I saw video footage, but it was a quick little blurb, and so I didn't see. I thought about that. I go, wonder if they're covering up their names or whatever.
But you saw, just bluntly here, the stupidity. Who are you hurting by burning your own diploma? I mean,
hey, look, John Kerry, you know? Man, he threw his Vietnam medals back at the on the lawn of the White House.
Yeah.
And that did...
absolutely. It gave the lawn people something to pick up before they mowed.
And then miraculously, somehow, I guess his medals appeared at some point.
Well, they are pretty... He has those magic medals. It's a... Yeah.
Like a magic plane that flies around and doesn't produce CO2?
Yeah, like that one.
Okay.
While you're trying to save the planet.
Yeah, just checking.
And preaching to everyone else. Yeah, that one. That one.
Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I know that I kind of harp on this stoplight, but I have tried to call so many different places to find out who is in charge of the stoplight at 98th and 39th, because they have changed the pattern so you get no green light to turn right. You have no... If they put a red light camera on there, they're going to make a ton of money because it's solid red the entire time if you have to turn right onto 39th Avenue. Somebody has got to change that light.
It's, I guess that would be a county thing, wouldn't it?
I was trying to think
39th and 98th.
Where? Because that's
98th would be the other side of the interstate.
Yeah, the first street on your left, basically, yeah.
So,
where's the city limit?
I don't know, because it's changed a few times.
Yeah.
So, I don't know for sure. Maybe somebody will call us and help us out, as they usually do. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
The mainstream media hates President Donald Trump so much that they are carrying so much water for the South African genocidal president. And all the reporting, they kept saying how he was ambushed. Every single one of them, from ABC, NBC, NPR, all used the same word, Bob, in the same reporting, ambush. He was ambushed. Oh, he was ambushed. No, he revealed what people like you and I and smart people already know has been going on there for years, that there's a genocide. Hey, you want to do something like find somebody who loves you like the way the media loves genocidal dictators. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, there you go. What do they know about ambushes? Oh, that's right. The farmers were ambushed. That's part of the genocide. Good morning, Donald. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. After hearing everybody else, mine seems kind of mundane, but what's bugging me is people that put up grocery carts. Now, I don't put up my grocery carts because they have people, they pay to do that, and I do not want to take anyone else's job, just like self-checkout. I don't use self-checkout. I do not want to take anyone else's job. So, people, please leave your grocery carts out.
No.
People do their jobs.
No. I don't know if he's trying to be facetious or funny. You're wrong. The carts become a weapon if they start rolling.
Mm-hmm.
They block parking spots and stuff, and those people that go pick up those carts also have other duties to do as well, and especially when it's this hot out, you go out there, you sweat, you come in, and you're in the cold environment,
mm-hmm.
then they go, oh, you're needed in frozen foods.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been in the grocery business.
Now, if you are putting it in an allotted slot outside and just don't consider that putting up like taking it back in, that's okay.
But if
you leave it in a parking spot, well, we have already said
Craig
you're going
straight
to hell. You're going straight to hell. and deserve it.
Don't sugarcoat it, Greg. Tell me how you really feel. Hangman, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me is, would people please stop with the controversy of chemtrails? I mean, you got aircraft that are flying at 30,000 feet, and it's a heat displacement thing. So, engine's hot, air's cold. Unless you have a crop duster going over your house at 75 feet spraying some, then be concerned. Otherwise, forget it. All right.
Again, hate to counter what people are saying today, but I used to be in your camp, and I thought it was all a tinfoil hat talk. No, it is real. Is it to the degree of something some people think? I don't know, but it is real. We have been putting certain things and chemicals in the air, cloud seeding and things like that, and it has... I don't think the American people are as aware of it as they should be. And so you don't think it's happening because it's not talked about. Well, that's not true. Let's go to Richard. What's bugging you?
Well, morning, Bob. Morning, Greg. Yeah, it's sad. You have someone that comes to your house to do something, send a crew of people out to do something that you didn't ask them to do to begin with, and they can't even speak enough English to articulate what they're doing.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a language barrier. Not good. Ocala Bill, good morning. What's bugging you?
Bob, what's going on, brother? Hey, man, what's bothering me is that y'all don't take this segment and make it longer because the shopping cart thing was hilarious, dude. That's what's bothering me. Have a great day.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you could easily do the whole show and what's bugging you. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
How long has men been playing in women's sports now? How long has it been? Was Leia Thomas like the stamp of here we go, this is where it starts? Wasn't that like 4 years ago?
Yeah.
How long have men been playing in women's sports? And it's still happening. We're still talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, there's places that they're big holdouts, like the state of Maine, for instance.
Oh, yeah, they're trying.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll dig into some of that stuff. It's all coming up. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, huge fraud involving government credit cards. Gee, what could go wrong? Happy weekend. Happy Friday. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 7:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy weekend. It's Friday. It's here. But it's Memorial Day weekend. So try to take the time, maybe to get away on your own or to participate in a local event, and so that we can, as a nation, remember those who have fallen in service to our great country. I know some local restaurants that are getting involved. You've got three Marion County restaurants participating in what they're calling a Crazy Foods fundraiser. Crazy Cucumber, Horse and Hounds, and Swampies in Dunellen. They will have missing man tables on display, and they will take your donations. So that'll begin actually tomorrow. So Saturday through Monday, you could visit any one of the participating restaurants at the Missing Man Table. Make your monetary donation to support the Friends of the Marion County Veterans Memorial Park Foundation. They do great work. All donations received will be matched by the three participating restaurants. So you're stretching your donations even further.
That's cool.
And so we appreciate them and what they're doing. And, of course, what the folks, the Friends of Marion County Veterans Memorial Park, are doing. So this way you feel connected and involved to what this weekend, what this is all about.
It's not just about a barbecue.
Nope. President Donald Trump's sweeping tax and spending budget, lovingly dubbed one big beautiful bill, or as I call the triple B, Trip B. Okay, I just made that up. But anyway, it strips Medicaid's funding for transgender surgeries, a move that will impact a large portion of such procedures if it passes the Senate. I mean, wouldn't you like to see the numbers? How many of these surgeries? Can we see the numbers? If Medicaid has been paying for it,
right?
I want to see the numbers. Now, we wouldn't identify people clearly at HIPAA regulations, and there's no need for that. I would just like to know what the numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to get an idea, is this thing, this widespread thing? I'd also like to know the numbers of how many people then went on to attempting some sort of reversal. I think that would be interesting as well.
Yeah.
So the reconciliation budget narrowly passed, as you know, the House, 215 to 214 and one present, would have initially prohibited Medicaid from covering gender transition procedures for children until a late Wednesday amendment struck the words minors and under 18 years of age from the section. That means that gender transition treatments would no longer be covered, include puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgeries. A 2023 study by gynecologists from Columbia University and the University of Southern California, LA, revealed that a staggering 25% of so-called gender-affirming surgeries in the U.S. are covered by Medicaid. Medicaid is designed for people of low economic means. That's right. What it's for. It's for the poor, basically. Mm-hmm. And so you've got 25% of all these surgeries taking place are paid for by Medicaid.
That's not what it's for.
Mm-mm.
No.
Out of 48,000 patients identified in the report who underwent such surgeries, over 12,000 were Medicaid recipients. Okay, 48,000 patients. Is that within a period of a year? The study was done in 2023, but I don't know how far back it goes.
Right.
But 48,000, that's a substantial amount of people.
Mm-hmm. It's going to get real confusing out there in the world. Not going to know who's who.
Wow. American Principles Project President Terry Schilling praised the bill as a major victory, citing abysmal approval statistics on taxpayer-funded gender transitions. Yeah, it's it definitely, I don't think, should be performed on minors at all.
No.
And then when it comes to adults, that should be, you know, an incurred expense.
Sure, it's not the government's responsibility, which translates to us paying for it. It's like the ones that they were doing in the military. I mean, I know some folks who the daughter was like overly concerned because, you know, she was going to plan on her surgery so that she could be a dude. And luckily she got in over the deadline and, you know, basically the military paid for it. That is not part of your medical care. A tax dollars expense. No. Sorry.
It shouldn't be because.
Shouldn't be, no.
Remember, this is. This is in people's minds. In most cases, it's not.
Well, and again, okay, let's go down that road. Since it is a dysmorphia kind of thing there, then, okay, I maybe wouldn't object to you getting treatment, as in psychological treatment, mm-hmm. for your problem, if we're going to go that direction. But to pay for the surgery? No.
You see, that would be a major kind of block would be, okay, bringing it back to what it originally was, like dysmorphia.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that would fight that very, very hard.
Sure.
Even though I believe that to be very accurate.
But then they've kind of changed it to this whole care thing. So, oh, well, that is their problem. So if we do the physical part, we've actually helped them. No, you haven't.
I'm sure there is probably a few cases where maybe indeed it did. Maybe. But, you know, really,
possibly.
Everything else that's, you know, any kind of other treatment that's so-called experimental. Oh, we can't fund that. That's considered experimental. But this isn't. I would say it's about as Frankensteinian as you can get. Oh. Oh, and AOC, she's crying like a little baby because she doesn't like the big, beautiful bill. What else is new, right? During her speech on the House floor, AOC claimed 13.7 million Americans would lose their health care as a result of the bill, according to video footage from the House website. She then alleged Republicans would try everything to distract from that number. Republicans have put this bill together, rushed it together in a matter of hours on the back of a napkin, shaking it, walking out of the White House, and brought it right here to this floor. They are defunding Planned Parenthood. They are ending tons of Medicaid coverage for 13.7 million Americans, including Affordable Care Act coverage as well. And if you want to get an abortion and have a silver plan on a health care plan that you paid for, you will also be affected by this legislation as well. Also, wake up, Greg.
What? Yes. Uh-huh.
Allowing suppressors on guns to be deregulated to some of the largest amounts that we have seen since the 1930s. This is just a Christmas bill. It's just a Christmas tree, AOC.
She's watched too many movies.
Indeed, she has.
These people have no... It's a muffler. Shut up. Come on. Put a muffler on AOC. A silencer. A suppressor. Can we suppress AOC? I didn't say 86. I just said suppress.
No.
Just to clarify.
I got you.
Oh, yeah.
And so I want people to understand, this is AOC saying, for my Republican colleagues who are sure what is in it and not in this bill, in this process that has been rushed, when you wake up in the morning, you will realize you voted to defund Planned Parenthood and take away health care from 13.7 million Americans. And when this country wakes up in the morning, there will be consequences to pay for this.
Planned Parenthood is an abortion mill, not much more than that.
And that's probably the part of it that, you know, they're cutting out. Because they know, even though they say, oh, we don't use it for that.
We use this money over here.
Yeah, right.
Right. It's all about the mammograms.
Right. Okay.
Trump recently called on Republicans to unite behind the One Big Beautiful Bill. And this bill seeks to root out waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid by having those on the program verify eligibility in the program twice per year instead of the standard one time per year.
What's wrong with that?
Oversight and checking to make sure that you have eligibility? Wow. That's
awful.
And
you're actually having to take a little responsibility for getting this money from the government / taxpayers?
So when AOC says that, you know, millions of people could lose their health care as a result of this, is she admitting that there's such great amounts of fraud that millions of people could technically or really literally not be eligible if they had to, you know, follow that standard?
Good point.
It would also include community engagements requirements of at least 80 hours per month. This includes work, education, or service for able-bodied adults without dependents. It's the back-to-work part of it.
Yeah.
Or get to work. If you're able-bodied, working has benefits well beyond just the monetary gain. You've got to have, you know, part of quality of life, I think, is being challenged by some sort of work or duty every day. It's good for the human being to help them, you know, reach their potential. They act like it's a penalty to work. Wow.
Yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of this wonderful show. Hey, a poll indicates that Kathy Hochul, she could be prone to losing an election. Details on that and more coming up. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. It started out as a minor abrasion, ended up with a possible jail sentence. Details on that coming up. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It is a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Any big plans coming up? I know you just got off the huge graduation party, the big shindig at the house.
Yeah, that was last night, and fortunately they didn't keep the old man up too late.
Right.
That's good, yep. Because three did come early.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, no, it was good. And you figure it's Friday. You know, I can get through one day. Even
you can tough
tired.
It out? Well, what
Absolutely.
About this weekend?
You know, amazingly, unless I'm going to be told otherwise, I don't think we've got a whole lot going. Now, next weekend, it's packed. It starts Friday and goes through Sunday. But for this weekend, I think it's actually pretty mild.
Well, then don't extend yourself too much. Rest up and get ready for the very busy weekend
yes.
coming up. Yeah, we don't have any real solid plans. We're yep. thinking maybe hit the beach at some point. If we get lucky and get a cheap room, and what I say mm-hmm. by cheap is less than $200.
Yeah, good luck.
Which,
good
ouch,
luck.
That hurts even saying that. And yeah, that would literally be a deal.
You want to rent it, not buy it. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. We've been how long have we been scammed? Check-in is at, let's say, 3 or 4. A lot of them are like, check-in is at 4 p.m.
Right. And, but you got to be out by 10 or 11.
Yeah, and then check-out's at 10. I'm going, what?
I want my 24 hours.
Well, we've been right. conditioned to accept that. And look, when you're going
well,
for a whole...
clean them, I get it.
You're going
get
for
it.
A few days. I mean, sure. it, the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. But if you're just going for an overnight, you're like, no, I want to check-in at, let's say, at... noon or one. That's I don't think that's asking too much. And I, you know, I want to hang out with, at the pool or whatever. I want to enjoy it. And then I want to sleep in the morning and not have to rush out. I want to go out to breakfast, then come back,
mm-hmm.
you know, and shower and chill and then leave.
No, you got to pack up your stuff, be ready to go, and then eat breakfast on your way out of town. That is a little irritating.
You know, you'd think that somebody would pick up on that concept. And maybe they do it, but maybe the real high-end luxury suites and stuff, but you think somebody would pick up with that? How do you compete, you know, in this place where, you know, rooms are similar, accoutrements similar? How do you compete to get business?
Mm-hmm.
I would think that having a policy of, you know, early check-in, late check-out type thing, if you really promoted that,
right,
that from a marketing standpoint, I think would be very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for people like weekend getaways, like you want to get as much packed into that weekend as you can. If you have to leave, you know, Sunday at 10 a.m., it's like, right. wait a second, that was a huge part of my weekend.
Now, is it going to cost them more? Because, again, it's all about turnaround. It's turnaround of the rooms, and you've only got so many cleaning people, and they've got to make their rounds in that window. So,
well, they need to get to work.
Wow.
Aren't they all fighting for jobs now that half of them are being deported, or am I not allowed to say that?
I think you already did, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
wow. That sounded a little elitist.
Just a little
bit.
Get
those foreigners clean my room
bring
quickly.
Bring back the Harvard accent there, Bob. Just do the rest of the show that
Muffy,
way.
Muffy, bring around the car.
The car, yeah.
Park the car.
Mm-hmm.
It started with an abrasion. Did I tell you this?
You teased it.
Okay. She received a minor abrasion
to
her forehead. While trying to arrest an uncooperative suspect. So, you already know, we're talking about a female law enforcement officer.
Okay.
She told her watch commander that she had a headache and was feeling dizzy.
Okay,
remember, minor abrasion.
Minor abrasion.
But things happen.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay, though an emergency room doctor who examined her that day released her back to work without restrictions.
Okay.
She called out sick for several days and was diagnosed with a severe concussion about a week after the initial injury.
But wait a minute. It was a minor abrasion the day it happened. A doctor let her go.
Yes.
But somebody says something else.
Severe concussion.
Okay.
She was placed on total temporary disability.
What?
Which made her eligible to receive her full salary for up to a year and 2/3 of her salary after that.
Wow.
And look, if you're in any line of work, especially first responders,
mm-hmm.
and you really get hurt, I you're totally entitled to
Absolutely.
You know, the appropriate compensation. I'm not saying that at all, but listen to this.
Okay.
Investigators discovered that during the 3 days that she took sick leave post-injury, Brown went to a soccer conference in San Diego. The next year, while continuing disability, she reportedly ran 2 5K races.
Okay.
But you can't work.
Because you're on disability from a brain injury. Yeah.
She went snowboarding or skiing.
What?
Went to baseball games, played golf, and traveled to Disneyland. You know, I got to hand it to her from this perspective. Wow. I hate people that just lay around with their hand out.
Yeah.
At least she was
having some fun.
Busy, yeah. She also completed online courses with a local university. Brian Gerwitz, an attorney representing the officer, said Mrs. Brown suffered a significant head injury when she was on duty. She intends to vigorously fight these allegations. Her ongoing complaints were headaches, dizziness, sensitivity to light and noise, problems processing thoughts and words, and an inability to work on the computer or do any screen time. But skiing?
Oh, yeah. Ski,
that's not so hard.
Ski, yes. Screen, no.
So they allege this California police officer was also caught partying at a music festival and running races while collecting $600,000 in workers' comp for a head injury claim. 39-year-old woman, Nicole Brown.
But it was a scrape? How'd you describe it originally?
It was a minor abrasion.
Minor abrasion. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Whew. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up. Hour number three will start soon on 97.3 The Sky.